Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're talking about spectacles, glasses, those pieces of glass that you wear on your face to help you see better.
We haven't really called them spectacles, though, for about 100 years. That's the old name for glasses. We used to call them spectacles. Wear your specs. Wear your spectacles.
We don't say that anymore. You're right.
No. Yeah. But we do have the adjective spectacular. That comes from that. If something's really cool to see, you could call it spectacular. And this is kind of a cute name for our article. Spectacular spectacles.
Spectacle. You're making a spectacle of yourself.
Oh,
stop
yeah.
that bad behavior right now. But here we're talking about wonderful glasses, spectacular spectacles. We're going to talk about the history of them, how they came about, and why so many people need to wear glasses these days. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of our lesson for today. One word, one sentence, one paragraph at a time.
Are you wearing glasses right now? Take them off and keep reading. The text is blurry, right? You might not even be able to read it. Okay. You can put them back on now. If you're wearing glasses or contact lenses, then you're part of the approximate 25% of the world's population that needs optical aids in order to read or see clearly. There are references to magnifying devices in ancient Egyptian and Roman sources, but spectacles, as we would recognize them, probably came to Europe during the Renaissance. In those days, lenses were made from quartz, as producing flawless glass was too difficult. The frames were made of either metal or bone. The main function of these early spectacles was to help people whose vision had deteriorated with age. As manufacturing techniques improved, specific lenses were developed for near and far-sighted people, as well as to protect our eyes from the sun. Nowadays, we combine the properties of the different lenses together to help people with multiple vision deficiencies. There was a time when glasses had a negative image. They were associated with the old and physically frail, as well as with bookworms. However, this changed in the early 20th century, thanks to certain celebrities who made glasses fashionable. Buddy Holly, a pioneer of rock and roll, wore big black frame glasses and successfully created a nerd gone cool image, which was just as influential as his music. Whether you wear glasses to help you see or simply as a fashion accessory, there's no denying that they are one of humankind's most useful and important inventions.
Okay, let's talk about glasses. And I noticed, Stephanie, you don't wear glasses. Do you wear contact lenses?
I've never worn glasses.
You've never had to wear glasses?
I've had perfect vision my whole life.
You're very lucky.
I know.
I wear glasses myself, although, well, gee, they always ask me, you know, what my degree is or whatever. I think it's like, 150 or something like that. So
Ooh.
It's kind of light. We don't really say that in English. We don't say, like, what's your prescription, you know, your glasses?
Yeah.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
We don't
tend to say that.
I've asked people that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
I
especially
have, really.
People have very thick glasses. I'll say, ooh, what's your sight? Because my 20/20, which is perfect in America, but some people have very thick, we call them Coke glasses, thick
right,
glasses.
Right, or they might be nearsighted or something like that.
We call them Coke glasses just to explain because when Coke was first invented, it was in a very thick glass bottle. Nowadays, it's in cans, right? But if people have really thick glasses, it means their eyesight's pretty bad.
Indeed. And, of course, I've noticed that lots of people here in Taiwan wear glasses. There are opticians almost everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think people tend to believe that people in Taiwan wear glasses more than average. Although, I'm wondering if that's just Taipei, because I've heard that people who live in cities have bad vision because they don't get a look far away. You know, they don't look at the mountains and stuff.
I think it's because the kids here are so studious. They
True.
Read and study so much. I'm afraid the kids in America play more. We don't study as hard, which is sad. But that's what I heard. I noticed the glasses when I first came here many years ago. I thought, wow, all the kids are wearing glasses.
It's a lot, indeed.
Yeah.
And we're beginning this article by, well, let's talk about the title here, even though we talked about it before. Spectacular spectacles. Spectacular means it's really great, really something fantastic to look at. So we are talking about glasses or spectacles, although I should say glasses is the far more common term for those pieces of glass we wear on our face to help us see better.
We do not use spectacles anymore.
Although we understand what it means.
Sure.
But we don't really use the word. And here's the question. Are you wearing glasses right now? Well, I am, but Stephanie isn't. And yes, if I take them off and try to keep reading this article, well, I can't, because the text is all blurry. And if something's blurry, that means it's just not clear. It's not in focus, so it's impossible to read something. If you're walking along the street and you're not wearing glasses, all the signs will be blurry, so you won't be able to make anything out.
A little fuzzy, you know, it's just kind of hard to see. You might not even be able to read it at all. Okay, so if you are wearing glasses and you took them off, you can put them back on now. If you're wearing glasses or contact lenses, contacts are very popular these days, then you're part of the approximate 25% of the world's population that needs optical aids, help that helps you see more clearly. So a fourth of the world, that's a lot of people who have glasses. Now, contact lenses are very thin pieces of round plastic that we put over on top of our eye to improve our vision. My mom got contact lenses when I was young, and I remember thinking, ow, that looks like it hurts to put in your eye. But she thought they were very convenient, very comfortable. She wore the soft contact lenses. Some people prefer the hard contact lenses. Nowadays, people have throwaway contact lenses, and they just use one pair each day, which is really convenient.
Disposable contact lenses. My wife used to wear them, but she'd always forget to take them out, so it wasn't good for her eyes. And the eye doctor told her, you shouldn't really wear them again. So now she wears regular glasses. So if you're wearing glasses or contact lenses, then you're part of the approximate 25% of the world's population that needs optical aids in order to read or see clearly. So approximate 25%. Approximate means it's a guess. Nobody can go out there and actually count the number of people who are wearing glasses or contact lenses. So it's an estimate. It's an educated guess.
Notice here that we're using the adjective here, approximate, instead of approximately the adverb. It's because we're using part of the. After the, you know a noun's coming, so approximate 25%. You could also say then you're part of approximately 25% of the world's population. You could also write the sentence that way. Optical is a word that means it's used to help a person see something. So an optical instrument or a machine might be a magnifying glass, or what do you call those, a telescope? Yeah, that you can.
Binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars. All of these are optical instruments, things that help us see something. So a lot of people today in the world actually need some sort of help to see clearly. One-fourth of the world's population.
Optical, yeah, does have to do with the glass, you know. So sometimes if you buy a digital camera, it will tell you the range of the optical zoom. They have two kinds of zooming on there. They have optical zoom and digital zoom. Like most smartphones do not have optical zoom. They have digital zoom, which is different there. But here, most people don't need optical aids. 25% of the world's population does need optical aids, or do need those aids, in order to read or see clearly. Now, there are references to magnifying devices in ancient Egyptian and Roman sources. So we are going into a little bit of a history lesson right now.
Cool.
Where did these things come from? They've been around for quite some time. There are references in various documents or carvings, I suppose, on walls in various places. These references are to magnifying devices in ancient Egyptian and Roman sources. So, you know, Egypt, ancient Egypt goes back several thousand years, and Rome is back there too. So we have these references here. which is some kind of mentioning, some kind of information that is mentioned somewhere. They're not coming out and saying and telling you about the history of glasses, but they're making some kind of reference, a little bit of information that sort of lets us think that, this must be talking about glasses. So, yes, maybe they were around at that time.
Yeah, if you go apply for a job, we also use the word reference to talk about people who can recommend you. Your person who's interviewing might say, can you give me some references? Those are your friends and former employers who were happy with your work. But here, like Tom said, it just means the act of mentioning something in either speeches or writing or conversation. And when you magnify something, you actually make it appear larger. Fanta is what I always hear people here say.
Sure.
The lens can magnify an image. I have a magnifying glass at home in case sometimes on boxes the characters are so tiny that I want to see what's in a product. I'll use a magnifying glass to see it better. I think Tom and I are both better at reading small print if it's English. But if it's Chinese, sometimes I need help with a magnifying device, which is a magnifying glass.
Indeed, Fang Da Jing, as you say in Chinese, and that's different from what a scientist uses. Scientists will use a microscope to see bacteria and stuff like that. But there are some references in Egyptian and Roman sources to magnifying devices, maybe like magnifying glasses or something. But spectacles, or glasses, as we would recognize them today, probably came to Europe during the Renaissance, which is a period of European history. Renaissance means like a rebirth in something. The Renaissance period took place, between the 14th and the 16th centuries.
That's right. It was a time in European history where there was a lot of interest in science and in ancient art and literature. Especially in Italy, that's where it started, the Renaissance. So it's kind of cool that we see references to glasses or spectacles way back then. Now, if you recognize them, it just means it's something that someone sees and knows what it is. So spectacles actually were referred to back in ancient Egyptian and Roman sources, but what we would actually see and think, oh, those are glasses, it didn't really happen or come to Europe until the Renaissance, which was during the 14th and 17th centuries, in between that time. So that's when we first started seeing things that look like today's version of glasses. We're going to talk more about this, you guys, but right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 如果你近视的时候把眼镜拿下来，会发生什么情形呢？在第一个空格的句子就提到 The text is blank one, right? Text 指的就是文字，眼镜拿下来你会发现文字变得模糊，对吧？所以第一题搭配 be 动词，后面要放的是形容词，文意也要搭配，所以第一题我们选 C, blurry, 就是代表模糊的意思。当然咯，在台湾很多的学生都是近视，所以如果你也戴眼镜，其实我们就接着来看到含有第二个空格句子的后半句提到 You are part of the approximate 25% of the world's population that needs optical aids in order to read or see blank too.这世界人口啊，大概有 25% 的人都需要有一些光学的辅助 optical aids， 为了能够让读书或者是看得怎么样呢？当然是读书跟看事物的时候能够更清楚一些。所以第二题搭配文意，修饰前面的动词需要一个副词，答案就选 F 选项的 clearly。那眼镜的来源到底是什么开始的呢？第三个空格的句子就提到 There are references to magnifying blank three in ancient Egyptian and Roman sources. 其实我们看一下古埃及跟罗马的资料当中 就有一些参考的一些文献来提到这些 magnifying, 放大镜的怎么样。好 ,OK, 这些东西呢就是要用来帮我们辅助放大一些文字或者是图像的装置。在第三个我们可以选择名词 A 选项的 devices, 代表的就是装置，指的这些东西可以帮助我们看清楚更多的东西，也就是眼镜的来源。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the history of glasses, where they came from. Yes, there were references to magnifying devices in Egypt and Rome, but generally people believe that glasses, as we know them today, began to appear in Europe during the Renaissance, what, about 500 years ago or so? And in those days, lenses were made from quartz.Quartz is a kind of mineral that is often used in various things. It can be quite clear, colorless, kind of like diamonds, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
But quartz is also used in watches, like a quartz watch will be accurate. Seiko, the Seiko Watch Corporation, have quartz watches that are very accurate. Other companies, of course, have quartz watches.And these lenses were made from quartz. If you're talking about the materials that are used to construct or build something, we use this phrase, to be made from something. This table is made from wood. You could also say made of wood or made of quartz. They mean basically the same thing.
Or you could say they were made with quartz. So you've got a lot of prepositions there you could choose from. My dad used to collect rocks when I was young.And he had some quartz in his closet that he had collected.
Cool.
Now, these glasses or lenses were made from quartz because you could produce flawless glass. You couldn't produce flawless glass back then. It was way too hard. If you've seen some really old mirrors, even from the early 1800s, which I have, the mirrors were terrible.So the glass quality back in the several hundred years ago, it just wasn't very good. So instead of using glass, they used quartz to make the lenses. Now, what about the frames? The frames refer to the plastic or metal structure that holds the lenses of the eyeglasses. A lot of people spend a lot of time picking out very attractive frames.And sometimes those frames are made by designers, so they can be kind of expensive. That's actually the most expensive part of buying a pair of glasses, I think, your frames. You can't say frame. You have to use the plural form, frames. Just like you can't say spectacle. If you're talking about glasses, it has to be spectacles in the plural form.
It's kind of like trousers or pants. It's like one article of clothing, but because they have two pieces sewn together, we say they're pants or trousers.And it's the same with glasses. There's one for the left eye, one for the right. So frames in the plural there. My frames here are made of, they're made of metal. The frames are made of metal. The lenses are made of glass. Nowadays, I think the most common materials for frames are metal and plastic. And, of course, you see lots of people wearing frames that don't have lenses in them. It's quite fashionable these days. But back then, frames were made from either metal or bone. And bone, of course, is, hey, this, the part of a body that... Is part of the skeleton there. I guess they might hold up pretty well. Bone is pretty strong. Bone is the material here, and so we're using it as a non-count noun, bone, as the material. But if you talk about the bones in your body, you can count them, so that would be countable. How many bones are there in the human body, for example?
The main function of these early spectacles was to help people whose vision had deteriorated with age. As we get older, our eyes change,And most of us need glasses as we get older to read. Even if you had perfect vision like me, when you get older, you'll need glasses to help you read. Unfortunately, our parts of our bodies start breaking down. Vision just refers to the ability to see, or your sight or eyesight. You can have good vision, poor vision, 20/20 vision. And to deteriorate means something becomes worse as time passes. will often talk about how someone's health might deteriorate while they're in the hospital. Instead of improving, deteriorate is the opposite of improve.
Right, so as you get older, you might have to wear bifocals and stuff like that, glasses that help you read, or just simply reading glasses, because as you get older, it becomes more difficult to read things that are close to you. And as manufacturing techniques improved, specific lenses were developed for near and far-sighted people, as well as to protect our eyes from the sun, which, of course, would be sunglasses. So we have manufacturing techniques, methods to manufacture or make glasses, frames, and lenses. They improved so they could actually make specific lenses, and specific means more exact, not so general, but for specific purposes, for clearly defined or identified purposes.
Nowadays, we combine the properties of the different lenses together to help people with multiple vision deficiencies. Let's take a look at some of these vocabulary words. Property here is in the plural form. A property of something or properties of something just means the special qualities that it has, special characteristics that it might have. A unique property of garlic, I could say, is its really strong odor. It smells strongly. So we've got these different lenses that they put together in order to help people who have multiple vision deficiencies. Multiple means many, more than one. You could say numerous. A deficiency is something that you don't have. You lack something that you really need. So you don't have something or you don't have enough of something. We often talk about nutritional deficiencies. Maybe you're not getting enough vitamin C. So today we're actually putting together lenses that help people that have several vision problems.
Like me, I'm a little nearsighted, but I also have astigmatism, which is san guang in Chinese. Also, I need a little bit of a reading glasses here now that I'm over 40. So yes, I have multiple vision deficiencies or problems, and hey, they can make these lenses that can cure all these little problems. Now, there was a time when glasses had a negative image. For example, if you wore glasses, people thought that you were old and physically frail. So, yes, these glasses were associated with, or people thought of them when you thought about old people or physically frail people, which means you're kind of weak. Maybe you're a nerd or something. Frail does mean, as at least for a person, somebody who's not very physically fit. They're kind of weak, they don't walk fast, maybe they're bent over, and they probably have many broken bones if they fall over. Lots of old people are very frail.
Mm-hmm. However, this changed in the early 20th century, that's the 1900s, thanks to certain celebrities, people who were famous in the public, who made glasses fashionable. If something's fashionable, it's popular, it's in style, it's in fashion, you could say. There was a singer back in the 50s named Buddy Holly. He was around when my parents were liking rock and roll. We call him a pioneer of rock and roll because he was one of the first people who began producing music that we call rock and roll. A pioneer is a person who creates or develops something for the first time. So he was kind of cool because he wore big black framed glasses that were really big, actually, and successfully created a nerd gone cool image. A nerd is someone who's kind of awkward around other people. They're not very popular. And usually nerds would wear those kind of glasses. But Buddy Holly was not a nerd. He was really cool. So because he had these nerd glasses, but he was actually cool, it made people rethink what glasses were. And suddenly it was kind of cool to wear glasses.
Yes, and other celebrities have made glasses popular, like John Lennon had those round glasses, so everybody had to wear those. And, of course, we all know Harry Potter. He's got those glasses. He's kind of a nerd gone cool. And, yeah, if you wear glasses, you're considered a nerd, but also you're considered cool, at least sometimes. And, yes, indeed, he was just as influential as his music. If you're influential, that means you influence people. What you do, what you say, is listened to by a lot of people.
Now, whether you wear glasses to help you see, or maybe you're just wearing those frames without real lenses because it's cool, there's no denying that they are one of humankind's most useful and important inventions. An accessory is something you add to an outfit, usually to make it more attractive. like earrings, jewelry is an accessory, belt, a watch is an accessory. So it's kind of cool if you have some fashion accessories. And like I said, today, a lot of people are wearing those frames without lenses at all.
So there's no denying that they are one of humankind's most useful and important inventions. So there's no denying this. You cannot deny this. It's certainly true that, yes, glasses are wonderful, and they're going to be here for a long time to come. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Our Chinese teacher would like to talk to you now.
在文艺复兴的时期，当时的镜片是由石英制成的。In those days, lenses were made from quartz, and blank for flawless glass was too difficult. 要用石英来制造眼镜，而因为怎么样，这些完美无瑕的眼镜真的是非常困难的。用石英为了就是要生产跟制造这些镜片，所以搭配文意跟在这里第四个空格是用来当作主词，所以我们使用的是动名词。答案选 B, producing, 要创造出这些无瑕的玻璃其实是非常困难的。那么接着呢，我们讲到制造技术会有怎么样的改善呢？在第五个空格，这里一句提到 As manufacturing techniques, blank five, specific lenses were developed for near and far-sighted people, as well as to protect our eyes from the sun. 以前提到要制造这样子的镜片很困难，但是呢，随着制造技术的怎么样，一些特殊的镜片就发展出来了，不管是近视、远视或者是太阳眼镜都可以制造的出来，而制造的出来就代表着所谓的 manufacturing techniques 就改进改善了，所以第五题答案就选 H 选项的 improved。 接着看第六个空格， There was a time when glasses had a and blank six image。其实以前啊，眼镜给人家的感觉是怎么样子的呢？后面提到它都是跟一些啊又老啊身体又不好啊或者是这种我们所谓的书呆子联想在一起，而从后面的文章就可以看得出来，以前镜片给人是一种负面的形象，所以第六题答案选 D, negative, 这个空格要从后面的文意才能够挑出正确的答案哦。They were associated with the old and blank seven frail as well as with bookworms. 眼镜就跟这些又老或者是身体不太好的像是书呆子的人联想在一起咯。第七题我们可以选 I 选项的 physically, 指的是在身体上是很脆弱 frail, 或是在身体上很虚弱的人才会跟眼镜联想在一起。所以第七题选 I physically。However, this changed in the early 20th century, thanks to certain blank eight who made glasses fashionable.当然这样子的形象呢，到了20世纪的早期呢，就开始改变了。为什么会改变？多亏于这些让眼镜变得更流行的哪些人呢？第八题要选 G 选项的 celebrities, 解释成为影视名人，从后面就可以印证这里要选择 celebrities 这个字咯。后面提到的这个影视名人就是 Buddy Holly,他其实这里提到 A pioneer of rock and roll wore big black framed glasses and successfully blank nine a nerd gone cool image, which was just as influential as his music. 原来呢，这个摇滚乐的先驱 Buddy Holly, 他戴着就是一个黑框的大眼镜。成功的怎么样创造出一个呆子变酷的形象，所以这里的主词 Buddy Holly 要搭配的是一个动词 created, 创造了一个还蛮流行的形象出来，所以第九题要选 J created, 所以不论你戴眼镜是为了看清楚或者只是一种时尚的配件， There's no blank 10 that they are one of humankind's most useful and important inventions. 不可否认的是，眼镜是人类最实用而最重要的发明之一咯。在英文里面，如果讲到不可否认的有什么，我们就可以说 There's no denying 搭配 that 加子句。所以第十题，我们答案就选 E, denying.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time, so we're going to wrap up. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.